Well, hi, neighbors. Tonight we've chosen some of the songs that we sing and play on our dances across the country. Songs that reflect the emotion of the people that live in the nightlife. Song of happiness, sadness, heartbreak. Songs of the nightlife. We hope that you enjoy yourself tonight as you listen to our latest one. We hope you like it. It's a little different what we normally do, but we hope it'll be pleasing to you. We hope that you can just kind of sit back, kick off your shoes, relax just a little bit, and listen to our latest song. And if you like it, tell us about it, won't you? We'll try to do more things for you the way we're doing this.
I adore life. Thank you. Come out drinking with me tonight. The summer's almost gone. Hey, Lucinda, time's running out. Hey, Lucinda, our time is running out. Treacherous with the frost, and I make it last in these cold and lonely nights.
All this body could hold, but for the fear I might fall over and break these brittle bones. I may be waiting for you.
Time's running out. Lucinda,
I may be waiting for you.
Our time is running out. Come out drinking with me tonight. Yeah, we could find some dancing.
I only dance to remember how dancing used to feel. And I wake up every morning to find you waiting for me.
Time's a wasting, Lucinda. Those college guys, they'll be changing all the record, sitting in our favorite spot.
But they drink to the future, not to forget the past.
Hey, Lucinda,
maybe waiting for
time's
you.
Running out.
I may be waiting for you,
but hey, Lucinda,
our time
is running out.
Black day, stormy night, no love, no hope in sight. Don't cry, for he's coming. Don't die without knowing the cross. Sweet song of salvation, a pregnant mother sings. She lives in starvation. Her children need all that she brings. Flowers to the left of us, ghettos to the right. There'll be bread for all of us if we can just bear the cross. We all have our problems. Some are big, some are small. Soon all of our problems will be taken by the cross. Black day, stormy night, no love, no hope in sight. Don't cry, don't die without knowing the cross.
Lovers, we'll marry our fortunes together. some real estate here in my bag. Ooh, so we bought a pack of cigarettes and Mrs. Wagner pies, and we walked off to look for America. Kathy, I said, as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh, Michigan seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. Me a cigarette, I think there's one in my raincoat. We smoked the last one an hour ago. Ooh. So I looked at the scenery, she read her magazine, and the moon rose over. Thank you.
August 31st, 2015, 2:36 p.m. Woke up at 11:30 a.m. to a ton of email. A friend from Ohio went to a funeral over the weekend. He's got another one to go to on Wednesday. Rest raw business, plus a piece of ambient music from Justin, but I haven't listened to it yet. I dropped some film off to be developed that I'm hoping could be right for the years of Sunken album off. I was planning on walking down to the marina when I overheard someone say the word Creole. With a power suggestion, I walk the opposite way down Polk to Brendan. That's where I had a bowl of gumbo. A waitress working there saw my iced tea cup. She said, "Oh, I work there." I said, "Really? I've never seen you there before." She said, "I work from 6 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. And I said, "Oh, I don't even wake up till 11. On my way back, I saw this crackhead-looking guy walking his dog. The dog's hind legs were supported by this little wheelchair-type thing, and he was wearing this tiny little diaper. The guy was walking the dog pretty fast, and it concerned me a little, and I thought about saying something, but the dog's face looked happy enough. At some point, the crackhead guy picked the dog up, wheelchair and all, and they gave each other a kiss. I could tell that the only thing that they had in the world was each other, and it was really touching. My mind triggered to that horrible scene in Midnight Express where the cat, the pet who belongs to the prisoner played by John Hurt, gets hung by prison guards. Then I looked down, and I was in a sunny spot on the road, and it felt really warm. And I looked up, and I saw my friend Roger's old apartment. He moved to Portland years ago and got married. He and I used to go fishing up in Point Reyes or Bolinas or Stinson Beach. And we'd bring fish back. And I'd clean the fish and Katie would cook them up. And his girlfriend would come over and the four of us would watch boxing matches or movies or whatever. I thought of Katie, as I do several times a day. And then I went into a corner market and bought some oranges and yogurt and water. Came back to more emails, and we'll listen to Justin's piece of music soon. Then I'm gonna restring my nylon string guitar, read a chapter of John Conley's book, and see Caroline tonight for dinner. Caroline was smiling really big and she said, "You're really going out there?" When I got about knee-deep into the water, it wasn't as warm as I thought. I kept inching my way out there a little at a time until a wave came and hit me in the balls. Once your balls are freezing, that's all that matters. The rest of your body can handle that same amount of cold. So I dove in and went out to where my feet couldn't touch the bottom. I swam around a little, came back, sat in the sun, looking out at the boats with Caroline, and I warmed up a little. I shook as much sand as I could out of my clothes and got dressed. It felt so refreshing to go out into that water. I came back to my apartment. It was nice taking my clothes off and seeing some sand fall onto the floor. A nice souvenir from the beautiful day.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Cast member Billy Crudup was in it. I hadn't seen him in anything for a while, so we watched it. I gotta say, this was definitely one of his best. But Caroline and I were both pretty tense as we watched it. The guy playing the cool handler style prison guard was enjoying himself a little too much. Tension finally eased when the movie ended on day 6 of what was set out to be a 14-day experiment. And after that, I stayed up pretty late, booking hotels for my East Coast tour next month, some flights as well. But today has been spent paying bills and trying to figure out an acoustic version of This Is My First Day and I'm Indian and I work at a gas station. For a tour that starts in Israel this month, I leave on the 6th. The chord changes are very weird in this song, and it requires a lot of bar chords involving all 6 strings using my index finger, which isn't easy considering how long the song is. It's 4:58 p.m., and I can still hear the kids on the playground. I'm meeting Caroline tonight for dinner, and the world and everything in it is a beautiful place. Summer that goes by that I don't think about that. The times we spent in Santa Cruz hospitals and lost scatters. I wrote her back and told her how happy it made me feel to see the photo. I sent her my love and that I'll be back in touch after I'm home for my next tour at the end of the month when she's a mother. Caroline wants to watch Cool Hand Luke tonight. As I mentioned to her how the guard in the Stanford prison experiment was using the same southern accent and lines that were used by the guard in Cool Hand Luke, starring Paul Newman. She's never seen it, and I haven't seen it for probably 20 years. hers. She just told me that she ordered it and that it was released in 1967, and I didn't realize that before. I was born that year, so I'll be paying attention to Mother more than I ever have tonight, knowing that detail. September 3rd, 8:32 p.m. Just back from Mexican food with Caroline. Today was a lot of errands and a walk through the marina. I picked up the photos for the years of Sun Kel Moon album. Bumped into my friend Melody on the street, whose coffee shop it's recently been closed, and we talked for a while on the corner, right in front of the market where I've been buying groceries for over a quarter of a century. It's all boarded up with plywood now. We talked about all of our many friends who've left the city due to all the new developments. At the end of the conversation, she said, "Mark, whatever you do, please don't leave." I said, "I'm not going anywhere." I got back to my apartment and finally had a chance to listen to this ambient piece of music that Justin sent, and it's beautiful. I'm going to add vocals to it on Saturday, the day before I leave for Israel. I just went over the chords. This is my first day and I'm Indian again. It's still tricky, but I'm getting it. An old Sun Kel Moon song called "You Are My Son" is going to play on TV tonight. A show called "Mistresses," and Caroline wants to watch it. She's in bed, the cat's on her lap, and she just told me that it's on in a minute. September 3rd, 11:46 p.m. We watched a TV show, Mistresses, and the song played early and after it was over. We changed it to Deadline Thursday, Murder Mystery, hosted by Keith Morrison on Channel 3. The cat is sleeping on her lap, and hey, I'm 48 and I'm healthy and happy, and both my mom and dad are still alive, and I can see the bridge twinkling like gold out my window. I look up and Jimmy Fallon's face, it's on TV, and just like Billy Crudup or Anna Paquin or Jason Lee, every time I see them on TV it reminds me when I was 32. Everything I've been through has led me to this beautiful piece of music that I'm listening to while I'm laying in bed next to beautiful you. Beautiful you.